Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in business, career, and life. Now, if you don't recall, SET is an acronym. It stands for Structured Approach, Engaging People, and Creating Transformation Opportunities. I guess some generations have actually done that better than others. Most of my generation was raised with the understanding that we will never be anywhere too long and that we'll be changing careers probably every 5 years, maybe companies, maybe careers. There was no such thing as company loyalty. That sort of went out the window, and so we focused a bit more on relationships and skills loyalty. That's what some people call it. So we continue to focus on what we need to do. Now, that all came about and happened really out of the 80s when really companies started to wipe out the mid-level management a bit and redundant jobs. And they introduced things like technology and process improvement to make the business more productive, a lot better. Yep, I got to say, those were the glory days because quite frankly and honestly with you, like many professionals, I built my career on the back of that situation. I guess you can say in career or a career can be very fickle. It's a fickle thing. You know, you never know exactly what you're going to get or where things are going to go. And you never know what the next opportunity will be. For example, what about project management and business analysts? Now, I track some of the online sites and I see opportunities come up for that all the time. Both interesting professions that are supported by our business community. Project managers, I think, grew out of the Y2K world where projects needed to be done on time and on budget. And business analysts came out of a response with the Enron crisis and Sarbanes-Oxley, and which in turn required we focus a bit more on business, on our ability to be compliant with specific business rules and practices. This all happened roughly at the beginning of this century. Well, the latter century and the beginning of this century, you could say. If you do a quick search of Workopolis or Indeed, you'll find that organizational transformation management is another sort of big hot topic. And another one that's sort of an umbrella is so that strategic management consulting one is hot. Just sort of depends on where you are in Canada, but I suspect they all might be related in some way. The reality is, if you have the skills and the experience in the right profession, you may find that you fall into one of these work-career categories I just mentioned. So maybe it's time for a change, or maybe it's a time for you to have a change, and these professions could be possibilities for you. I don't know. It just sort of depends on where you are right now. So this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to explore at least two of these professions in this episode, what I call project managers versus business analysts. And maybe we'll bring in the other professions if we have a little bit of time. We'll do so, if you stay tuned, with our guests Kyle McLaughlin and Kevin Haynes. And welcome to the show.
Thank you very much,
Richard. Yeah, time for you guys to speak up. Yeah, this is sort of where we all come into the show and everything. You know, Kyle, you and I have met before. You know, we've had a chance to chat and everything before. Can you tell us all a little bit about yourself?
So I'm an IT consultant by trade. I'm also the president of the Manitoba chapter of the Project Management Institute. We have about 720 project management professionals as part of our organization. And globally, PMI has about 650,000 members and certified project management professionals.
So project management professionals. So you represent on this show project BAs versus PMs, the project management side of the equation.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm also an IT consultant by trade, but I'm here representing the business analyst. So as president of the Winnipeg chapter of the IIBA, I represent the international body as well. Now, we're not quite as big as PMI. We're a little bit younger, but we're also growing. We have about 29,000 members worldwide. We have a lot of certified BA professionals, and that's growing daily. As we're moving from one version to the next version, we have a lot of certifications that are happening right now.
That are happening right now. Yeah. So why don't we just explore a little bit about the careers first? Because I wanted to do this show because I just through talking with different organizations, I mean, I keep hearing BA, PM, BA, PM, PM, BA. Like, I keep hearing these things that keep coming up. I guess the first question to really ask, and maybe I'll throw this back over to Kyle, is what is a project manager?
Project manager who is somebody who takes the requirements of a business and implements whatever those requirements are. So more specifically, that could be implementing a new software package, making an infrastructure change on the IT side, or something like building an office tower on the construction side. So taking whatever the owner's requirements are and translating that into reality through hiring the proper resources, managing the associated budgets, controlling the constraints, doing all the necessary reporting.
So it sounds to me like the types of projects you can get involved in as a project manager can be varied.
Yeah, it's pretty much across most industries. You'll find project management people either officially or unofficially, even smaller organizations where there's not a defined role for project management, that those tasks are being done by somebody, even maybe without their knowledge of it.
Well, I hope they do know what they're doing.
Well, you know, but like a smaller project, like you're going to be doing some of the natural processes. The discipline of project management is very much built around what you know, anybody would kind of do to make a, you know, let's say you're building a deck in your backyard.
To get
example.
Something
that's,
done.
That's a project, and you are going to, at some level, be doing some project management elements to that. So you're going to have a budget for that. You're going to be hiring, you know, maybe a contractor or whatever. So to some extent, those are project management tasks. You might not even know you're doing project management in that case.
Could be. It could be. So that poses a very interesting question there, Kevin, because what is a business analyst?
Well, that's a good question. And I think traditionally...
I'd like to know, too.
project managers really should learn. One of the things that I think traditionally the business analyst evolved from was not having a very good understanding of the business and business value. And as organizations are continually changing and evolving, business analysts really are the change agents. They're the ones that understand a real range of industries, understand a real range of business needs and values. They typically are the ones that are the liaison between the technical teams, the ones that can talk their language. So they do translating across groups, I would say. And so typical, I'd say more traditional business analysts are working between business and technical teams. But as the evolution continues, they're also the ones that are leading change from an organizational change management perspective. So OCM is a real emerging area, business process management, business process transformation. So these are other areas that are now evolving where it's not pure technology anymore. It's also the processes and understanding how to improve process and change.
Okay. You know, I think that's a good place to pause. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll explore this a little bit more with the difference between a project manager and a business analyst. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Set. Hello and welcome back. I'm sitting here with my friend Kyle and Kevin, one a project manager and the other a business analyst. And we've been talking about the differences between what a project manager does and what a business analyst does. You know, interesting enough, you started to get into, I guess, sort of the similarities and the differences. So what are some of those similarities and differences between a PM role versus a BA role? Go ahead.
So I think if we're talking about similarities, we both really want to ensure that we have a successful project. So in terms of our motivation and what's important to us, we're both on the same page. We are allies. We work together. We sometimes need to overcome politics and other barriers that make a project challenging. And so by having a great relationship and the similarities that we do have, we can really work together to make sure that we have a successful outcome.
Okay. Well, how about for you, Kyle? What do you think are some of the similarities, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we're both responsible and answerable to a common group of stakeholders on any initiative. So, you know, project managers are responsible for the delivery aspects of the project, and business analysts are really responsible for defining what the scope is and working with the business to figure out what their needs are and making sure what the project is actually doing is relevant.
Okay. Do you find that sometimes, I mean, that's really brings you now scope analysis and scope management. Do you find that those two roles, a distinction between those two roles or boundaries between them, get them split and messed up a little
bit? Project managers would be responsible for managing the scope. Business analysts would be responsible for determining what the scope is. So business owners generally, you know, have some more ambiguous requirements. We want this. We're not real sure. We think we need a system that solves all of our problems. Business analysts have the responsibility then of translating that into real terms that can be constructed. You know, for example, an architect might have a vision for this grand vision of what an office tower might look like. You can't take that vision and turn that into steel and concrete. you need some intermediary, which in the terms of a construction would be an engineer, determining the actual technical requirements to build that office tower. So in an IT environment, that's what a business analyst comes into, is turning in an owner's vision for what system needs to be in place into something that can actually be constructed from a development standpoint. Mm-hmm. Project managers just sit there and facilitate that process.
Whose job is harder? Don't know how to answer that, eh?
So I liked where you went with that, Kyle, that I think that that does really highlight some of our differences. We've talked about similarities. When it comes to the differences, I would say the level of detail that a business analyst typically gets right into the weeds. They get right down to the very lowest level and need to make sure that in terms of scope, that whatever we're uncovering fits within the scope of what we're trying to solve or where the subject area we're working. But I find that the business analysts are typically the ones that are making sure that all of the details are uncovered and known, and that we understand what it is that we're trying to solve. Where from a project management perspective, they're trying to corral and make sure that we're staying on time. So when it comes to budget and time and resources, the three pillars of the pyramid.
The three constraints that everybody has. Yeah.
Right. So the difference is that the BA is really just trying to, provide the best world possible while sticking within scope, where, sometimes we might be asking for more than the resources and time and quality can really,
So how do business analysts and project managers balance those constraints out when working together?
So I think what's really important is being able to really prioritize and work together to make sure that we can understand what the constraints are from a project perspective. That's where I think we can really work together. And I know often project managers are in meetings that sometimes the BA would love to be sitting in with some of the stakeholders. Depending on how senior you are, a junior BA has a tough time sitting down with a CEO or CFO.
Sure.
and having a discussion. But having that teamwork and having that alliance so that we're working together and that we're not promising something that we don't feel we can really deliver, that's one of the things that a good BAPM team can really can be successful.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Kyle?
I echo that. It's a lot of teamwork, right? Project managers need to know that their senior BA is part of their core team.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, those folks get left out of important discussions, and then the project manager can tend to make commitments that perhaps are not technically possible.
That never happens.
There's a fun YouTube video called Seven Red Lines.
Okay.
That's worth watching. It makes fun of this exact problem.
What does the seven red lines bring you through?
Well, they want seven red lines, but yeah. Three of them need to be in blue ink, and four of them need to be in green ink. And then there's a technician there, well, those aren't red lines then, and it just kind of goes from there.
What do you mean?
Then the project manager in that case, we can deliver that. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like there's another video, the tree video, where they hang a swing on a tree,
and
it starts off with what the client actually wanted. And what was actually delivered.
How the customer was billed, big roller coaster.
That's right.
Yeah. And those are all really
the problem we have here is really like the game of telephone you played as a kid, right? And you pass things around. By the time it gets around the room, the message is different. This is just now in a workplace environment. So what a customer wants or what a senior executive wants for a product gets translated to the project manager. Maybe the BA hears something different. By the time it gets to the coding teams and the implementation teams, it could be two different things. So that's really what both of our professions are about, is keeping that kind of in check and making sure that the message is consistent from all the levels and all the different controls and checkpoints that need to be in place to make sure that that process happens.
Yeah, handle all the milestones appropriately, I guess.
Exactly.
In many respects. I know that sometimes in professions there are love-hate relationships. Can you speak to the sort of love-hate relationship between business analysts and project managers? Nope.
So I'll tell you, a BA loves a PM that understands their point of view. So when a BA is working with a PM and there's some understanding of some of the challenges and difficulties, I'd say that's where we have some great relationships. I'd say where the times where there are some challenges, and I'll say I've seen a few firsthand, is when the PM doesn't really understand what the BA does or what where their skills lie. So some of those kinds of challenges that I've seen are where, a BA may say, I need 80 hours to get through this requirement. And then the PM says, okay, well, you've got until next Friday. And they say, well, my stakeholder's away. But, the PM says, well, that's how it works best with the schedule. So, get it done by next Friday, because that's when we have to line up. There are times where it's incongruous, where, you may not really be on the same page in terms of how you have to work through a problem. But I think when you have someone that you can trust and someone that can work through a problem with you, I think that's where we have some great relationships.
Yeah, teamwork is always.
So one of the nine knowledge areas of project management is.
What we'll do, Kyle, we're going to take a short
break.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. You can do this for me. We'll take a short break and we'll talk about the nine areas of project management when we get back. This is Richard Land. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a couple of professions. Right now, we're talking about the business analyst profession, the project management profession, and what the similarities and differences are, the way they have to work together and way maybe sometimes they don't work together. All very, very important things. I suspect it comes down to things like working together, unraveling complex issues, making better business decisions, establishing common direction for the stakeholders actually involved. And these are the types of things we're trying to discover today. And if you will listen to one of my guests, he actually mentioned that not only do business analysts are involved in a number of aspects of their work, but they're also there's a whole area of being a change agent, too. So that's a significant piece. And I suspect that project managers are often seen like that, too, that they're putting change in place within an organization. But somehow they both have to work together to make sure that the overall business objectives are achieved. So when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Kevin Hines, and actually it's Kevin Haynes of the IIBA president, and Kyle Molotkin. And basically he's the president of the PMI. And when we do come back, we'll continue our discussion on the business analysts and project managers and the difference between the professions and maybe a little bit about the growth of that profession. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Kyle and Kevin, both out of the project management and the business analyst sort of professions. Now, Kyle, just before our break, you were starting to talk a little bit about the nine areas of project management.
So the PMBOK, which is the project management body of knowledge, has nine functional areas to it. And where I was going with my earlier comment was one of those areas is communication. And the emphasis for most project managers is communicating with their stakeholders via various status reports, communicating with the end users of their product. You know, there's all kinds of emphasis put on communications plan, how are we going to roll this out, and all that other stuff. But one of the things that I think that's often overlooked is communicating with the members of your own team. And that's certainly, I think, a way that project managers could probably work with the BAs more efficiently.
Amen.
You like
now
that.
Now it's on the record.
Now it's on the record, yeah. It was an interesting diagram that came out of the business analyst space in Australia before the IIBA existed. And it was actually a keyhole. You looked at it, and the key, where you put the key in, was communications.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had all the different areas of expertise around it. I should send it to you sometime. I don't
Absolutely.
Think it's being published anymore, but I think I got a copy. Yeah, anyway. So that ties in, Kyle, to your sort of body of knowledge, right? And so the one key area is communication. How about for the business analyst? Is there a body of knowledge for the business analyst?
Yeah, absolutely. As I had mentioned earlier, the BABOK has released a version 3, and the exam certification process is going to be written against this new version at the end of September. So that's a change underway for us. We've added a few hundred pages, and there's a lot of material. Really, what's really key though is really understanding and having some of the core skills and knowing how to apply them. So as the BABOK has sections to talk about the six different knowledge areas, we also do talk about tools and techniques and when to best apply them and what types of scenarios in the new version of the BABOK also talks about different frameworks and how and when to apply them.
Can a project manager or a business analyst specialize in a certain knowledge area?
and mostly they do.
Mostly they do, yeah.
You know, there's construction project managers who will spend their entire career in construction project management, IT project managers who will spend their whole career in IT, and then even more granular disciplines from that, you know, health IT or you know, this type, other type of IT, for example.
And is that the same thing applies to a business analyst?
Yeah, actually, that, I'm glad you brought that up, Kyle. That's, I think from a BA perspective, that evolution is continuing to morph as we go through this, where and this kind of specialization that we have sort of pure generalists that, that cover a range of areas, and some are more technical, which would be more in the systems analysis space. Then it's getting so specific now that there are data analysts and reporting analysts, and depending on integration analysts, there really are a lot of types of business analysts. And that's one of the things that the IIBA is really trying to make sure they convey, that it's not just what is being considered a business analyst today that often sits with the business, but it covers all of the other areas. So change management is another area where business analysts often evolve and grow into org change management. Other areas that they grow into, as I mentioned before, is a business process management. So there are a lot of different areas, but within and by industry as well. One of the things that I like as a consultant is I get to play in different spaces. So, you know, I have a lot of background in retail and supply chain management and sales analysis, but spending time in financial services or, you know, insurance or health or other areas, I know that's one of the things as a business analyst that really translates well across industries, is that that's those skills and that, that understanding. You might actually have some expertise from a different industry that you, when you can bring it to another industry
and
it kind of opens, you know, eyes that, you know, seeing it from a perspective that, you know, you hadn't really thought of before.
Yeah, and that can be quite valuable. How about for the project management side? Do you see that sort of capability in the project management too, that cross-industry capability, or what would you say to that?
Yeah, there's certain fundamental skills that apply across the board.
Yeah.
And it's not unheard of for people to make the leap from doing IT project management to construction or something like that, or certainly within the different disciplines of IT, that's quite common.
Yeah, I've seen it many times in IT, and I have to confess too. I built my career on the back of information technology previously, so I have a little bit of experience with that, because you sort of get dumped into all sorts of things. And
yeah,
similar to yourself, Kevin, you know, being thrown into things because of my consultant's background, mm-hmm. and a sink or swim, you
right.
know, and so you learn lots of stuff that you can apply.
You know, project management's often considered to be an accidental career. So I mentioned earlier, like.
That's a good way to
put it. You know, people don't
it.
Know they're doing project management.
Yeah.
But no, generally, most people don't set out to do it. I mean, nowadays, there's more project management-focused training and that kind of stuff, so there are people trying to get into it. But traditionally, people have found themselves just kind of taking a natural leadership role in some things, and then all of a sudden, hey, you know, this is actually, there's a science to this, and there's a discipline behind it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the same for BAs or what. People just like, you know, looking at requirements analysis. And like,
what do you think there, Kevin?
Well, when I came out of university, you know, a few years ago, many years ago, the business analyst role really wasn't well understood. There wasn't a body that supported business analysts at the time. And so that really has evolved, you know, quite a bit. One of the things that I do in my role is I return to the University of Manitoba, and I speak to the MIS class there and tell them about some of the opportunities in business analysis and in IT in general. With the career that I've had, I've been fortunate to play a lot of different roles and wear a lot of different hats. You know, I would not consider myself a senior PM, but I've definitely performed, you know, a lot of project management roles on various projects that I've been on, you know, having an understanding on how the roles fit together. You know, it really gives you good perspective to know, you know, what does a designer developer do, or an architect or a quality assurance team. So having that understanding and working through the entire life cycle, you know, it helps when we're, you know, spreading our word for our organizations about what some of the opportunities that are out there. And we always welcome, you know, questions. We try to mentor as much as we can and to spread the word so that we really convey what the opportunities are that are out there today.
In the field. Maybe what we'll do is we'll take a short break, and when we come back, and we'll talk a bit about what the opportunities are out there, and then we'll expand on there. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back. And I'm chatting with Kevin and Kyle today from both the IIBA, International Institution of Business Analysts, and PMI, Project Management Institute. And we are talking about the profession. One of the thoughts I have often had is the accidental BA or PM. How often do you meet that accidental BA or PM? What do you think? How does that come about?
Pretty much all the time.
Pretty much all the time.
Like I was mentioning, people take if they're a natural leader, they're going to gravitate towards a project management role, even without their knowledge.
It'll just sort of happen.
Certainly in a smaller company environment, there'd be somebody who's kind of like, hey, we're renovating our office space or whatever. Why don't you go and get that done? Well, without them knowing it, that's a project management
role.
Or
those facility moves. I think one of the very first ones I was involved in was we had to move offices and no renovations. We were just like, you're now moving, right?
Yeah.
It's a project.
I don't want to speak for you too much, but similar to BAs, hey, we need to put in a new software package to improve our customer service. Well, now that's a BA role right away.
And away you go from there. What are the opportunities in this profession today?
Go for it, Kevin. I've been talking.
I'm just taking a look.
That was an open question.
I'm always ready to talk to you, so I got to be careful.
It's all good. It's all good.
I would say there are a huge variety of opportunities today. As we've evolved over time, there are a lot of organizations that are growing and maturing, and they're finding that their older legacy systems really need to be replaced. And in large organizations, you see this on an ongoing basis where something that met your needs 5 or 10 years ago or 15 or 20 years ago really doesn't meet your needs today. So as the science and the art of what we do progresses, we're really finding that organizations need to be more nimble. And typically how their systems or processes have been built were not built to be nimble. They're meant to be very reliable at a point in time where hardware and other parts of the solution were very expensive. And now that we're finding that that's not really the challenge so much is the hardware or even building the software that, there are tools out there that really help.
Yeah, do it now for you.
That can do it for you. It's really the business value and the differentiators that really make a business successful. And being able to go to market more quickly is really in the BA space, and I know that I'd say the PM space too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the agile approach, which is getting more and more, we talk about waterfall and agile all the time, but really being able to do things better and faster is really what it's all about.
What do you think there, Kyle?
I agree. I think the way to be successful in this industry now is to be flexible while still maintaining control. You're going to find yourself in
agile.
A world of hurt if you're one of these people who has such a strict adherence to the rules and can't make any negotiation and can't work additional things into the schedule where necessary, can't work with their stakeholders, can't work with their team members.
And that's hard for larger organizations. Like smaller organizations have no choice but to be nimble.
Yeah.
Like you can't, it's just the way it is. You got to go with the flow. But larger organizations, that must be a real challenge.
Traditionally, you'd set up a project plan, you'd do all your front-end business analysis and say, here's what we're going to construct, and it's going to take 18 months to construct it, and there won't be any deviation from the plan. Well, that's just not reality. A lot of time with the way technology's changing and new processes and new features are being needed by the business even as you're in that construction phase, you need to be able to quickly make adjustments. And a lot of times, even with some of the, if you're doing something that's very new for your industry, you won't even have a full definition of your requirements until you've kind of figured out some other earlier pieces of the puzzle.
Which profession is better?
I think it's like Law and Order. They're two separate yet equally important groups.
Oh, you managed to squeeze that in.
Equally important. I appreciate that. Thank you. Often we're fighting to be seen as being equal, so I appreciate that.
You heard it here first.
we'll be high-fiving after.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. In what way, I guess, do the professions, the work that you do, connect to what's on the strategic agenda of any organization?
It is the strategic agenda, if you ask me.
Okay.
If companies want to drive their strategy forward and get their upper hand on their competition, they're going to do that through some sort of organizational change management project.
Okay.
And that was a BA term I used there.
Yeah. Thank you. But,
you know, that's why I say we got to work together, because the business is going to say we need to do X, Y, or Z to be better and improve ourselves. That's going to go to a BA to figure out what those requirements are. And then there's going to be a PM team that's put together to actually make that happen.
Kevin, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to find out a bit more information on business analysts or IIBA, how would they go about doing that?
To reach me directly, you can reach me at my email, which is president@winnipeg.iiba.org. You can also reach out to me. I'm also checking my online mail very frequently. That's khaynes@obsglobal.com.
Yeah,
both of those I'm checking very closely.
Okay, how about yourself, Kyle?
Yeah, you can use president@pmimanitoba.org. That's O-R-G. You know, that forward through, I'm always looking at that one as well. So,
okay, that's how they go about doing that. All right, so great information about a career and a profession you're in. If you had, I guess, you know, Kyle, I'll go with you on this one. If you had a sort of a final thought around being a project manager or anything, what would that be?
Maintain an open mind. Just because you set out to do something a certain way, that doesn't mean it's going to pan out that way. And I'll, you know, a lot of people who get into project management, kind of like myself, but control freak, perfectionist even, you need to be flexible. Because if you're going to draw a hard line, you're going to find yourself with few friends and then soon few job opportunities if it keeps up.
It's all about relationships, isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah. How about yourself, Kevin? What would be your sort of final thought on that?
Well, you touched on a great point about relationships, and really the BA, if they're fostering strong relationships, they're going to have a successful career. And the one thing that I will say that I think has also evolved over time is that there is a career path for a BA that does not grow into a PM. So consider all the options. As we talk more about strategic analysis and, you know, business architecture, enterprise analysis, there are some very exciting senior positions for folks that have good BA skills.
Yeah, that's all good to know. This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break and we will be right back. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and what a show we've been having. You know, it's not often I get the opportunity to have two guests in to talk about the differences in a career. In this case here, business analyst versus project manager, and maybe you're considering a career change, and this is something you want to go into, or maybe these are careers that you've been doing all along, and you didn't even realize that you were being called a business analyst or you were a project manager. So these are things to take into consideration. I guess the other thing we'd learn, too, is that organizations out there are hiring these positions today. And I think both my guests would agree that is the case. A search of some of the websites and everything for career positions would probably show you that. So here's the scoop. It is that time of the day where I have to actually say so long. So I want to take this opportunity for thanking my guests, Kevin Haynes, the president of the IIBA Winnipeg, and Kyle Molotkin, who is the president of the PMI, or Project Management Institute of Winnipeg. Also, it's been great having you on the show, and I appreciate that you've taken this opportunity to discuss these careers with me. If you have any questions, you can just send me a note at richard@setforsuccess.ca. And as usual, do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count. Thank you.